Hey, True Seekers, Malloy here. You're listening to Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay on the Mike Malloy Show.
Anthony LaPay from the Guerrilla News Network, alongside Paul Rykoff of Operation Truth, which is online at optruth.org. We were just talking with Nate Fick, author of the new book, One Bullet Away. You know, a lot of times we talk about supporting the troops, and it's sort of this empty phrase, you know?
Like, yeah, damn right.
As a lot of what your work is about. You know, so I decided to hit the streets of New York, Paul, and try to find out, you know, what people really mean by the phrase support the troops. So I went out to try to find out whether people support the troops and actually how they support the troops. I'm out in Times Square, standing in front of the Armed Forces recruiting station, where they're playing a big video of people surfing and all the other exciting things you get to do in the U.S. Army. Do you support the troops?
Yeah, I support them.
How exactly do you support the troops?
About 100%.
But is there anything in particular that you do to support the troops?
Nah, not really.
Do you support the troops?
Support them? I mean, as people, I'm sure they're great. I don't know. I mean, I guess I feel the way their family probably feels about them being out there, right?
What did you think of the war when we first invaded? Were you a supporter?
I was a supporter because I wanted to make money in the stock market.
That's an honest answer.
The only reason.
But what about now?
Now I figure we're spending a little too much money. Maybe it's time to sort of just bomb them to death. Kill every one of them.
Do you support the troops?
Of course.
And how so?
I just support them because they need a job like I need a job. And, you know, they're doing their job. They're, you know, that's what they joined for.
Tell me some of the ways you support the troops in particular.
I support them in the fact that they're protecting us.
But is there anything in particular that you do, specific thing that you actually do to help the troops?
I pay taxes so they can stay in the Army.
So you pay taxes, yeah.
My name's Mervyn, I'm from London.
Here in the U.S., a big thing is whether you support the troops or not. As a Brit, do you support British troops over there?
When you say support the troops, in what way do you mean?
That's a good question. Well, how do you quantify or qualify supporting the troops?
For the ones that are there but in the belief that they're doing a right thing, I support those people. The ones who are just there to have a good time killing people, I don't support them.
Well, leave it to a Brit to give us a nuanced answer here in the streets of New York.
I headed up to the Upper East Side because this is one of the richest neighborhoods in Manhattan and has one of the higher percentages of Republican voters.
Do you support the troops? You know, a lot of people say.
Yeah. No, I support the troops, but I don't support the president's initial decision. But, of course, now that they're over there, you know, they have my support.
How do you support them?
How do I support them? I don't know.
There must be some way. Maybe you write your congressmen. They're you know, their pay is being cut. The Veterans Administration budget is missing about $1 billion anyways. Maybe you do anything to help them out.
I mean, I don't write Congress, if that's what you mean. But you know, I'm not gonna talk badly about what's going on now because there's nothing we can do about it. We just have to, you know, offer our support and good wishes, I guess.
Do you support the troops?
Of course.
How do you support the troops?
Just by my well wishes, following the families, and there's really no other way I know how to support them other than when they're in town, show them a good time. I'm a nightclub promoter, so there's many.
So you buy them drinks?
Buy them drinks.
All right, that's something. Cool. You're like the first guy I've found that's actually tangibly done something to support the troops. You give them free drinks.
I gave a 50% discount to a guy who just got back the other day because I work in diesel, so...
Free jeans and drinks.
Free jeans. Not free, he had to pay half for it.
50% off jeans.
Better than the rest of us.
So,
wow.
That
was cool. That was very cool.
That took me 2 days, 3 days of work. First of all, nobody wanted to talk about Iraq. I've done interviews for 10 years in the streets. I talked to my people about all sorts of issues, and I was running around with my microphone like an idiot, going, "Hey, do you want to talk about the war?" And people just didn't want to talk about it.
It's like you have the plague. I mean, the bottom line is the bumper sticker on your car is not enough, and I've got a number of ways that people can do it. start by going to OperationTruth.org. I think that's a great way to do it. But we also want to hear how people support the troops out there. You know, if you're in the military, or what kind of support do you want from civilians? What do you think about this Man on the Street piece we did? We're trying to break it down. Give us a call at 866-303-2270, 866-303-2270.
Or maybe you don't support the troops.
Yeah, I mean, we want to hear what you think. It's 57 past the hour. You're listening to Anthony LaPay and Paul Rykoff on Air America Radio. Stick around.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay.